Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here's today's news. Well, around 11:40 a.m. yesterday, a truck driver, if you haven't seen by now, veered from the south side to the north side of 395 at the Mahogany Smoke Meats, collided in with the parked cars, and took out the awning of Mahogany Smoke Meats. Here is a snippet of an interview that I did with some eyewitnesses who were actually sitting in a booth having lunch when the incident went down. I'm standing here, Jason Brown from Sierra Way Media, with two people who are actually eating lunch, if I'm correct, at Mahogany Smoke Meats. Can you tell us about your experience?
Yeah, we were just sitting at the table there right by the window, and I look up and I see the truck just come into the building and start just hitting the building. It scraped alongside of the building. I thought it was going to come through. I just jumped up out of the booth, grabbed my wife out of the way, and he actually came to a stop and then kind of rolled forward out to where he is now. And it was crazy. He
hit all the cars that were parked.
And so you say it's the cars that actually pretty much saved you in the awning.
Yeah, either the cars and the awning here, because it's all solid wood.
Yeah.
The awning went through the...
Went right through the truck, so obviously that slowed them down.
Yeah. It's amazing at this point it's not a fatality.
Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah.
I just thank God.
And what were your names?
I'm Tim, and that's Pac.
Hi. Thank you so much for coming on and telling us your personal perspective of this... Hopefully, like we said, doesn't turn out to be a tragedy because property can be replaced. Hey, thank you very much and have safe travels. For more on this story, you can go to Sierra Way Media on Facebook and watch the live stream of the incident as we reported it. Now, moving on. The next monthly meeting of the Bishop Creek Water Association will be Tuesday, September 9th at 7 p.m. The meeting will be held at the Inyo County Office of Education, Jill Kinmont Booth School Facility, which is at 166 Grandview Drive. Bishop, in the George Lazito Conference Center, northwest corner of the property. The agenda and the meeting package will be posted on the association's website, which is bishopcreekwater.org, in advance of the meeting. All members are invited to the meeting. However, if you are unable to attend and have a question or an issue, please contact a board member or the water master to have your issue brought before the board. Contact information is on the website. Well, heads up, today and tomorrow are your last chance to get tickets online for the Milpon Music Festival. That's right, they'll be closing their online sales September 5th. You'll still be able to buy tickets at the gate if they don't sell out. For tickets, go to inyo.org/Milpon/tickets. Well, for those of you who love stats, you should head on out to SierraWave.net and find the JV football versus Mission Prep JV stats. But we're going to tell you who the freshman co-offensive lineman MVP Tim Crowder, sophomore Ryan Sharkey was the special teams player of the game. Freshman Jasper Barnes was the co-offensive lineman MVP and defensive MVP, and sophomore Wyatt Myers, offensive MVP. More information and stats, like I said, are at SierraWave.net. Well, let's wrap things up with the Inyo National Forest and the Mammoth Community Water District. I'd like to notify the public of an upcoming well drilling project in the Laurel Pond area that will affect Forest Service Road access beginning Monday, September 8, 2025. Roads impacted include portions of 4S31, 4S31A, 4S31B, 4S31D, and N1477. A map of the closure location is on our website. Laurel Pond, located west of the Mammoth Yosemite Airport, receives treated wastewater from NCWD's treatment plant. To continue protecting water resources, for new monitoring wells will be installed to improve groundwater quality data. Drilling is scheduled to begin on September 8th and will take place 7 days a week during daylight hours. The project is expected to last approximately 3 weeks. Temporary road closures will be necessary to ensure the safety of the public, workforce, and equipment. For information, contact Nick Holt, the associate engineer, MCWD, at 760-934-2596, extension 310. Man, there is a lot more news that is out there, and I highly recommend that you go to Facebook, Sierra Wave Media, or to our website at sierrawave.net. Thanks for tuning in and listening. I'm Jason Brown bringing you today's news. Remember, since 1996, for nearly 30 years, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it.